John, congratulations on another victory. So you've kept your 100% record home games at the Stoop. You must be very pleased with the way the team performed.
Yep. I thought, you know, all game they showed an intensity. That's what we asked of them before the game. In fact, all week we talked about getting real intensity into our game. We were aware that we'd have a full house supporting us, which does help. But we felt we hadn't done ourselves as much credit as we should have done in Leicester last week, and the only way you can try and respond to that is by playing well. And I thought they were terrific all game, even down the stretch when it became obvious it was going to be a one score game.
As we were departing the stadium this evening, heard several fans saying, oh, squeaky bum moments. Surely you must have been nervous at certain points. 11-10 going into half time, 21-20 at the end of full time, a very, very tight game.
Cool as a cucumber. You just spend your time about, you know, in the last 10 or 15 minutes thinking, why do I do this? Why does it have to be like this? And occasionally you get games where you've got the job done a little bit earlier in the day or in the game. But it became quite obvious when the game stayed tight up to about 55, 60 minutes. And the most important thing then is that you're getting the messages on to the players, the right messages, hopefully the right calls, and giving them the necessary confidence to get the job done, because under extreme pressure, one mistake is going to cost you dearly.
And a couple of players today celebrating at Centurions, of course, Nick Evans, double Centurion, Will Collier. Shame, Nick Evans having to go off with the blood injury. Is he okay, as far as you're aware?
I don't know the outcome yet. I rang him actually at the final whistle and spoke to him. He picked the phone up and I just said that that was for him. We had a quick 30 seconds and I told him what I thought of him as a person and as a player. It's a great pity that obviously he wasn't there at the end of the match, but knowing Nick, that would be second best to hear the news that we'd got the job done for him. And it was mentioned before the game, it was mentioned during, and it was mentioned at the end. Will Collier, in a funny way, gave an opportunity for us to all celebrate his 100th, that Nick wasn't in the changing room actually at the end. So he's done incredibly well as well. You know, it's a pleasure to see boys that have come through the academy system to get that number of games. And I'm sure you're all aware there were 8 players from the academy, all English, that started for us today in the pack, which I believe is a record.
And that does show the desire of players from the academy to stay with Quinns, and of course the ability of the academy to turn out such good players.
Absolutely. You know, you hope that you're doing the right thing and that they are getting an environment that they feel that they can express themselves in. I think the record proves that we get an awful lot of players through from that youth system into the England team. So we must be doing a little bit right in terms of the way that we produce them, the way that we coach them, the way we manage them. They're good lads to work with, and it's helpful if they support the team in the first place. They have only known one club and they've supported the team as little boys, probably like quite a few others here now with their dads watching the game today. And if therefore they've got that desire and vision to play in a Harlequin shirt, it helps, doesn't it, in terms of hoping to keep them when they get older and they're able to be the people on the pitch doing the necessary.
There was a moment during the game when Lambert was tackled and play was halted for a review as to whether it was any arms actually used in the tackle or not. Would it have been preferable for actually play to have been allowed to continue, considering Lambert was able to roll, get up and carry on running?
Look, the referees judge that in their own way, don't they? My own personal view is that we've probably gone a bit far in terms of the amount of times the game gets stopped. Fortunately today it wasn't as prevalent, it wasn't as bad as it has been, but there's times when you feel as if the end of the world is nigh. You know, it took about 25 minutes it seemed to play the last 10 minutes at Leicester last week, and they've got to follow the laws and the guidance that's been given by World Rugby. I think we've got to be a bit careful in terms of the product we're providing, and if we take away the flow of the game too far, you know, the crowd will very quickly start to get frustrated by it. So I think the balance of it today was pretty good.
Several players naturally out on international duty, and then Marlon Yard and Jack Clifford both in the eyesight of Eddie Jones, who was watching today.
Yeah, you look, we can't control how many players we've got missing. That's a decision that they must make. We'll pick the pieces up on Tuesday when we see who's available left for us. We're very, very proud of the number of players that we have in the squad. I hope we've got enough to be able to put a team out that's competitive up at Newcastle, because we've got another league game next week. So, look, we'll see. We'll see who we've got to play with and we'll take it from there.
Congratulations and good luck against Newcastle.
Thanks very much. Thank you.